Hey y'all, this is Tokies, a podcast about what it's like to be us, 20-something, black and hopefully getting a little bit black in the summer sun. Shit, that threw me off. I don't even know what the rest of it is. I'm Ian.
I'm Edwin.
I'm Mariah. I'm Giovanni.
Oh, and well, us, that's it. Hey girl, hey Giovanni. How you doing, sis?
It's
hey.
My imaginary friend Giovanni. She's shy.
We all just imagined her for the past year.
And like,
actually, I've been working as a voice actor, and I was just practicing my skill.
Oh my god, we all like projected her voice together to create one voice.
Exactly.
Actually, you're all schizophrenic, and yes. This is all part of your imagination.
You're all delusional.
Girl, do you ever fear that?
I do.
Yeah. All the time.
My biological.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
Yeah, my biological grandfather is schizophrenic, so I'm always scared that it's just going down.
Anywho. My uncle is, but I think it might be the drugs.
Possibly.
Wow. I always think, like, bitch, what if you've imagined all your friends?
What if you imagined your life up to this point and then you are actually still in kindergarten?
My theory is I'm in a coma and, like, this doesn't exist. Like, I'm really, like, kind of, like, not brain dead, but, like, I'm dead. Practically dead. But I'm in a coma and I'm, like, projecting all these thoughts in my brain. And they don't exist. But then I'm like, how can, like, if I tell somebody that, they're like, oh my god, me too. So I'm just like, are my thoughts deceiving me? Because they're trying to agree with me as well. So I don't know.
Shit, we've been found out. Agree.
As long as you stay in the matrix, all right, yep, you're fine. They're like, don't let her know. That's when she freaks out and she lets go.
If I see any glitches, I know.
Girl, but no, like, I know we talked about this, but that's basically what they say happens in Greece. It's like Sandy actually died when she was in Summer 11, when she was like, she went swimming, splashing around or whatever. She drowned and she imagined the whole thing. In the end, with the car flying off, it's her going to heaven.
Yeah, but no,
like the one time I got high last year, or was that at the beginning of this year? Either way, whatever. I got high for, like, the first time I did an edible and got, like, really, really high. And it was just like, girl, this is not the wave. I got so high that I thought I died in a car crash. Because what happened was, I took the edible. I was like, oh, I'm hungry. Like, let me go run to Five Guys real quick, right? And I wasn't high at this point or whatever. So I come back and I'm like, at one point I was driving. And then, like, this car tried to go at a four-way stop sign, like, right at by my house. And then I had to, like, slam on the brake and, like, beat my horn at them. And then I got home, and then I got, like, really high. Like, the high took over, bitch. And I was high for so long, and I was like, oh, my God, what if I died earlier? And, like, during the car, like, I got into that car crash, and I'm, like, in a coma, or I died. And, like, I'm imagining all this from the hospital bed. And I was like, bitch, this is crazy.
Bitch.
But I came down from the high, but then, like, for a few days later, I was, like, still, like, nah, bitch, you still in it.
Oh, my God.
Sink.
The first time I got high.
Bitch.
I did, I got high and I did hookah. That was a bad idea.
You got high and you did hookah? Doesn't, like, like, nicotine just doesn't, like, extend the high?
Yes, it does. Oh, God.
Mariah's, like, it was all horrible.
I thought I was gonna fucking die. So
you did die. This is all part of your imagination.
I know. I probably did. So after I was with my roommate at the time, because I was living on campus for the summer, because working on campus, and it was a girl who I just met. She's like a roommate. She's like, oh, come hang out with me, my friends. I was like, yeah, sure. And
she drugged you, girl.
She probably did.
First day, she drugs you. She put some Kofi feet in your weed.
So, exactly.
And then
she pill Cosby juice.
I got tired. Ian.
What?
I got tired and I went back to my dorm room. And like on my way back to my dorm room, I felt like my body was like expanding. Like, you know, like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like when Veruca salt, she like eats the candy and she just like.
She had no business doing it.
I felt like her body just blew up. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to explode. I don't know why. Then I got to my dorm and then I was trying to get ready to sleep, and then, like, I couldn't remember what I was doing prior, so I was, like, getting ready for bed, I put my pajamas on, and then I couldn't remember. I was like, oh, my God, how did I put my fucking pajamas on? Like, oh, my God, I can't remember the past minute or so. I was paranoid because I couldn't remember this, like, the steps I was taking to get into bed. And I finally got into bed. And I felt like my I felt like my chest was like gonna explode. So I was like, I thought I was having a heart attack. So I was like accepting my death. I was like, okay, so today's the day I'm gonna die.
I thought I was having a heart attack too. I felt like my heart was beating out my chest. I was like, I can literally feel it. And then I was like, but I can actually feel my actual heartbeat. But like, but like, it's still thumping way too hard.
Yes,
I was like going crazy.
So I started like trying to hum to myself to calm myself down. So I was like, okay, if I hum, you know, like I'll hum a little tune,
like a good God-fearing woman.
Yeah, like I'll like, you know, calm myself down. But then I got paranoid. I was like, oh my god, what's my hands humming to myself? They're gonna think I'm crazy. Oh my god, they're gonna admit me to like a hospital. Like I got so I was like, this. I was like, right, you need to stop. You need to stop. So like I was walking around my room and I tried to go. I tried to like get unhigh. But then I was like, you know, I'm trying to go to sleep. I had to force myself to go to sleep. It was like the worst. It was like the second worst high I've had. I've had like almost worst high, but that wasn't as bad as that one.
Girl, the first one didn't scare you straight?
She's like, no. No, because like
I could live life on the edge.
No, I continued to get high after that.
The first high I wasn't by myself. But I wasn't too high. Like the first time I got high, I only reached like a medium high, but it didn't hit me until I started going to bed. So I was like already halfway asleep. And I was, for some reason, when I first got high, I was like scared that death was coming for me. I'm weird. That's why I don't get high a lot, because I just can't. I thought like literally the Grim Reaper was coming for me, but I was already half asleep. So I was like, I didn't care as much. So I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna sleep. But the second time I got high, I did hookah, and it was literally the worst day of
my
life.
Why am I imagining Mariah like a Sim and like the Grim Reaper staying over her bed?
I probably am a Sim.
This is all Black Mirror?
Probably.
Oh my god.
I was gonna say, Mariah would probably be the Sim to sleep with the Grim Reaper and then get pregnant.
Oh.
Wow.
She's like, but I'm kind of into like skinny guys in black hoodies though.
I kind of am dark skinned guys.
Oh my gosh, she is.
See?
So, what did I say? I mean, hey.
Holla.
If you're out there, death, and you're skinny and black and fine, come at me.
Skinny, black, and fine. That's terrifying. I've never had like a horrible high experience. Like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with y'all. Like, something wrong.
Have you ever done an edible, Edwin?
I've never done an edible.
Yes, I have. I've done the same edible that you did from that one person. And I will say, it wasn't bad. It was just to the point where I was like, I no longer want to be high anymore. I have shit to do. I have shit to do next week. I need to get my life together.
Because you thought that high was about to last all week, right?
Literally, I was on the floor. It wasn't bad. It was just annoying. I was on
the
floor.
You just said you was on the floor, bitch.
But it was cold and it was nice.
Are you okay, sis?
So it wasn't bad.
Lord.
I was on the floor, but it wasn't bad. And like my dog was like licking my face. Okay. And it just, I don't know. Kind it of was bad. Trippy.
That seems kind of bad.
Yeah.
That seems rough.
From the outside looking in.
The only bad part about that is like,
like, imagine if you just, like, walked in and Eddie's getting, like, on the floor, just, like, smiling and looking around, and, like, his dog is just, like, licking his face.
I would be so
freaked
out. I'd probably call the police.
I literally was like, should I go to the hospital?
Yes.
Like,
no,
I feel like I'm
cops.
Going to die.
And I was like, hello? No, the only bad thing about that is, like, the wetness on my face was making me thinking I was drowning for, like, a split second. And I was like, and I was like, oh, no, it's just Riley.
This, children, is why you should not do drugs.
Please don't do drugs.
I think I've said this already before, but I do have one bad time where I got like really high with someone from school, and I ended up like getting really sick because they were driving super fast, and we went to Wendy's, and I like ended up throwing up everywhere in the middle of like the parking lot because I was cross-faded as well.
Then
one of those nights where I wanted to be a little go-go boy and was like, I'm gonna do this for tonight, and then I was like, I shouldn't drink my own stuff or take edibles from people.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Lessons learned.
Good.
Yeah, again, so Don't do drugs. The first time I got high, it was amazing. The second time I got high, not so much. And it made me never, ever want to touch a marijuana again.
A marijuana. I hate it.
A bitch won't even use hemp lotion.
Oh, they have that?
Yes.
Yeah, Mariah. Oh. It's just like regular lotion.
Hemp is everywhere, girl.
I thought it would be.
But it's made from like weed oil. It doesn't get you high or anything.
No, it's just really good for
your skin. Can
you
imagine if your hands was like high and tingly and you was like, bitch.
Oh my God. I think I would like die. I wouldn't use them. I would just stare at them.
Only one part of your body could be high?
I would probably just stare at my hands. Like, I would just like be in my room all day staring at my hands. I wouldn't go to work. I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd probably like, just staring at the hands.
What would your high hands type at work?
Do you know that movie, like, Idle Hands? That would be me.
No, what's that?
Oh, my God. You like that movie. It's, like, it's a movie from the 90s. So, this guy's hand, this teenager's hand gets possessed. And it's, like, starts killing people. So, he has to, like, basically prevent his hand from, like, killing people. And it's so funny.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's really good movie. It's a really good movie.
When you said the plot of it, I was like, oh, yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's like it has the guy who was in Final Destination, the first one, the one who like predicted everything. He's in it. He's a main character. And it's a really good movie. So that's, I think if my hands would be like that, they would like try to control themselves, I'd be freaked the fuck out.
Mariah has murderous hands.
I didn't say I had them. I said that would probably
happen. And vagina dentata, so she's just a walking. What?
So I'm just a weapon of mass destruction. Higher and high. So.
A weapon of vag destruction.
Leave. Get out.
It took me a second to think about it. I was like, how do I fit it in? How do I fit it in before Eddie stops talking? And I was like, yes, I got it.
I really hate you. Like, most of the time, I literally hate you. I just hate you. God.
I just try so hard.
Yeah.
Girl, too
try
hard.
Try harder.
TBH. Too hard. Every now and again, I can think of something off the head, and it shocks the shit out of me. But, yeah, that one was thinking. So that was CNN. Da-da-da-da.
That's like Toki's reflection.
The more you know.
Yeah, like, I guess the more you know / reflection / don't do drugs.
You, getting to know all about you.
/ this is your brain on drugs.
When will my reflection show?
That's my song.
I listened to that earlier today.
The Toke I am inside. Can we talk about
Best has been Toki's.
Oh, I thought she was about to say, and Best Musical Award goes to Ian.
Never.
Said no one ever.
I was about to be like, bitch.
It'll always go to the Muses and Hercules and no one else.
Bitch. Bless our soul. Toki's yes. Was on a roll. Number 87,000 in iTunes polls. Cause y'all bitches don't be rating this podcast, even though you know this shit's great.
Hey,
we were some zeros. We are zeros. Y'all won't make us heroes. We're still zeros.
I hate you. I hate you.
I will say I'm a zero.
I don't know that one.
We're gonna cut that out, please.
What was that song? Nope, I'm leaving it in. I'm leaving it in.
actually,
write down what that was, Eddie. And me and Mariah and the rest of the audience, the three people who listen to the show, are going to try to guess. Actually, nobody's going to write us this, so you might as well tell us. What the fuck was that?
It was from Hercules. Meg's song, I Won't Say I'm in Love.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Meg's song. It's only Meg's song.
See, Mariah.
Mariah, bitch, you ain't know that.
I was going to say, there's only like two songs in that whole movie. Only Meg sings and then the music sings. I'ma let
you rock.
Who puts the glad in Gladiator?
Toki's. Mm-hmm. You gonna keep singing, bitch?
Nope.
Cause you don't know the next line?
Right. You are correct.
It's you. You are correct.
And the award goes to
Ain't shit Ian.
For a guess, I don't know the goddamn lyrics. And back to you, Mariah, in the studio.
Well, today's weather.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
No, it did rain today. There's like a whole monsoon.
Except not in New York right now. It was like 100 and something today on the street. No. I literally died. I went to go get Chipotle and died.
Apparently it was steaming today. Like somebody told me it was like steaming outside. She said she put on sunglasses and she was like, oh, her glasses are fogging up. Yep. I was like, how hot does it have to be for your glasses to fog up? That's literally like 130 degrees. Like, are we in the Sahara Desert? Like, I don't know. Bitch,
her shit started melting.
Honestly. And then I went outside. I was like, okay, it's going to be like a nice little rain. I went to the bathroom, put on my sneakers. So I had my flats on. I come out. The trees are like leaning sideways. Like, the breeze. This is like, okay, I'm just going to stay here until the
dust. It was like, the world's ending.
I was like, it's a whole monsoon.
I went to the gym today, and that was the only time I stepped outside where it was, like, hot. And I was like, I'm okay with this because most of my walk to the gym is under scaffolding, and it feels like AC.
Mm-hmm. True.
To be honest.
It was so hot. I work near Koreatown, so sometimes you walk by, and, like, the stores and stuff just have the AC pumping, and just, like, stand by the door for a little bit, like, yes. This is everything I needed to know from this dollar store. Oh, yes.
Thank you, going out of business, everything $1.
Oh, my God. The American Apparel near there is going out of... Well, it is out of business. That shit looks desolate. It's like, damn.
I think the word is desolate.
Yeah, I was gonna correct him, but I didn't want to.
Mariah, so you just gonna let your friend fail?
No.
Wait, Google it. Is desolate not a word?
It's desolate. Late.
Desolate.
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 I hate you, bro.
Just think about it.
It's not desolate.
When you lit, ain't you gone? Desolate. Everything's gone. Desolate. What's that? Desolate.
The word of today is
desolate. Have you been to American Apparel recently? It's desolate. No, desolate.
I hate you. Okay, did you have a topic for today or not?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, girl. Speaking of a zillion degrees outside, bitch, it's summer. I honestly hate this season. It's too fucking hot. Like, there's only so much you can take off ever, and then you just like, okay, I'm naked and still hot. Yay. Mm-hmm.
See, I like summer. I just like when we usually have seasons. It doesn't go straight from fucking winter to summer. Like, there was no, like, gradual, like, you know, we're gonna...
Oh, not this year, nope.
Because, exactly, this year I feel like it was snowing, and then it got a little warm, and it, like, give you a little peekaboo, it's like, haha, 90s, and then it went back down to, like, 53 last week, and then this week it was, like, 90... 97.
Yep.
And you're like,
devil's testicles. It's just too damn hot. That's how hot it was. It's hotter than the devil's testicles.
Oh, I thought you said something else. Never mind.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said it made my sweaty testicles something, and I was like, what?
It made his testicles sweaty.
That's just
boom. Boom.
It goes shredded bowel somewhere.
Not going to confirm or deny.
So you confirmed.
But.
So you're James Comey. Okay.
So you confirmed.
But yes, girl, it's summer. It's lit. Not desolate. Just
my
regular lit.
My birthday's in 5 days. Yay.
Oh my God.
It is. Eddie's birthday's in like 3 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah, he's old.
Wow.
He's wow. I was going to say, he's an old bitch.
I'm you. Still young. And vibrant somewhat. Eddie's all old and crusty.
I would say seasoned. Thank you.
Wait, bitch, you just came back from Curacao. Go.
Oh, when I tell you that, that weather. So every day it was
cloudy.
A constant.
It looked cloudy in all your pictures. That made me sad.
It was cloudy sometimes, but like it would like come and go. Okay. But their island is the island off the coast of Venezuela, and it's right in between Aruba and Bonaire. I didn't know Bonaire was a country before I looked it up, but it is.
Never heard of it.
Me, girl, me neither. Until recently.
They got a Snapchat filter? They do, because I saw it.
I think they do. So Curacao is like a constant 85 degrees every day. 85. I think the highest is like maybe 87 or 88. Ooh. And the sun's beautiful. The beaches are clear blue water. The sand is nice. It was like I went to a resort for a whole week, and it was all-inclusive. So I got all the drinks I want, all the pina coladas, all the Mai Tais, all the sex on the beaches.
I would have just vomited everywhere.
And then the free, bitch, it was all free food too, so.
Gone. I would have been gone and full. I would have, like, I spent the whole vacation in the bed.
Every day I was full of like sugar, alcohol, and carbs, and it was wonderful.
it was everything you've ever wanted.
I went with Giovanni, who's not here right now, and two of our close friends, Melissa and Barry. It was nice. Our amenity is, well, Giovanni's room was right by the beach, so like you could literally walk outside of our hotel room, and we were like literally by the beach. It was like a minute away. The people are so nice. They speak like 5 languages in Curacao. Which is nice. People are nice. The men are cute.
They got gay ones?
Yeah, I see. I think
Does this come in gay?
I see one.
I'll take two, please.
One gay guy. And me and Giovanni were trying to figure out if he was a top or a bottom.
That's homophobic.
How is it homophobic?
That's gay hunting, number one.
It wasn't gay hunting.
That's bottom hunting.
It wasn't bottom hunting. We were just trying to like, oh, okay, you might be top, you might be bottom.
I do.
Y'all do it. I can't do it no more. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to offend nobody. Anyway.
She's still going to go to work tomorrow like, I don't know who you was about.
Shut up. It was so nice. We went to like a little club. It was nice. Mostly, like, Dutch people because it's an island owned by, like, the Netherlands. Like, that's one of their islands. So, like, a lot of Dutch people come there, and they do speak Dutch there. And Dutch, Spanish, Dutch, English, and something else. I can't remember the other two languages. But it was nice, sunny weather. I miss it. I have a cold now because flying is, like, torture on my body. But I wish I could, like, stay there for, like, 2 weeks. I would have been, like, so happy if I could stay there for 2 weeks. But yeah,
I'm so jealous of you, bitch.
Me too.
You should be
all around the world.
Also, y'all need to like go look at Mariah in her fucking bathing suit.
Yes.
Body on.
Someone called
bitch.
Me a beautiful chocolate mermaid today, and I felt like on top of the world. Y'all don't understand. I think I lived my whole life to hear those words, and I didn't realize it, and then I heard it, and I was like, okay, my life is complete. I don't got to do anything else.
Your new Instagram name is going to be Le Chocolate Mermaid.
No, it's not to be changed.
That's a lit. When y'all go to look up Le Chocolate Bunny, it's going to be gone.
You're going to see Le Chocolate Mermaid, and then one day it's going to be desolate.
Eddie, are you doing any traveling this summer? I hate you, Mariah.
Nice little transition there.
Right? I hate him so much.
Smooth.
Let's see. So, the weekend after my birthday, I'm going camping. That's going to be super far. It's just up like Connecticut in the middle of nowhere. But it's going to be lit because it's a gay camp. It's going to be desolate.
Girl, you better hope it's not empty. It's just gonna be like you in the woods.
Bring
by
like
yourself.
a transmitter device so he can find you.
Exactly.
Implant it in your butt.
I'm officially in my mid-20s, like beyond my mid-20s, and I had a good life. So
did you hear what
I said? Like, never thought I'd make it this far. So all this extra time is a blessing.
Exactly.
Did you hear what I said? Get a transmitter and put it in your butt. So he can find you.
No, girl. He said he's going to a gay camp. It'll end up in his stomach.
I don't
from
like...
From all the boys look, poking his booty.
I don't like fuck
I don't
stomach.
Understand why Ian's like this.
I thought you were going to say, I don't understand. And I was going to have to explain it to
no,
you.
No, I know.
I was like, well, Mariah, gay sex works like...
I'm well aware. No. I'm well aware how it works. I'm well aware.
So if Eddie is a closet bottom, puts anything in his butt, it's going to get pushed somewhere out of it.
Shut I overheard someone saying they use a shampoo bottle once, and I was like, what?
For what?
Like a Suave to like...
To do what?
Think about it, Mariah.
No, I don't want it. There's no other explanation besides shampooing your hair. I don't understand. I don't...
The is shit conditioner? You hear in a WeWork, you're just like,
again, what? I'm not going to confirm or deny that I saw a video a few weeks ago on Tumblr where the caption was, can we please start a GoFundMe for bottoms who can't afford dildos? There's no reason why you should have a shampoo bottle?
No, yes. I think, can send me that because I'll give them $5. I'll donate because there's no reason. You should be using a shampoo bottle. There are other circular things out there. Is a shampoo bottle even circular? Like, I don't... It's not. It's like oval. So how is this working? Why are you hurting yourself?
Mariah has please. Questions.
Please.
Maybe someone wanted to condition their asshole. You never know.
I really don't. I just... You know, good luck.
That's the wrong type of condition. Just
good... Look, I think there are better ways to do this, but I mean, to each his own. I'm not gonna kink shame you if you like conditioner in your butt. So I just you like some Head and Shoulders up there. I'm not gonna do that's your business, and I don't.
He likes a head and a shoulder.
I don't want to kink shame. I never want to kink shame nobody. Maybe Ian. I'll kink shame Ian. I won't kink shame nobody
else.
But
that's not it.
That's fine. Getting kink shamed is my kink. You're like, damn it. Damn it.
I can't win.
So this summer, I'm traveling. Well, a little bit. Wow, fake bitch. By the time y'all hear this episode, unless y'all be listening late, I'll be in Canada again. Going to a festival for plays and whatnot called Stratford Fest, which should be very, very fun.
Wow.
I'll be back
still
next week,
so. Still getting an invitation.
Right.
You know, I like plays. It's okay, though.
You got an invitation to Marius and Rita 2, and you said maybe, so.
I don't care. I also
got
an invitation.
You got an invitation to pay Eddie for Tokies.
I already paid him.
You said
so
maybe.
Business.
You said maybe.
Business. I paid him. Doesn't matter when I paid you. I paid you, right, Eddie?
This is true.
Wow, she just admitted that she did not pay the full price. She said,
I
no matter what I paid you, I paid you.
No, I said, it doesn't matter when I paid him, I paid him.
Oh, I thought you said what?
Me.
I was about to say,
I, may be late,
I want the
I
same
the full,
price,
the
same
the
discounted
amount.
Price.
That's not how this works.
That's not any of this works.
So yeah, going to Stratford Fest. This week in Canada, and that's my bit of traveling for the summer. I was also supposed to at one point go to Chicago, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
We're going to Panorama, you dumb broad.
Who?
We're going.
That's
to
not
Panorama.
Traveling though. That's like fun summery stuff. Okay, so like what fun summery stuff are you doing? Me and Mariah going to Panorama Fest.
Yay.
Which is. It's gonna be hella lit. I keep watching Solange's videos of her performances, and I'm just like, bitch, I cannot wait until I am in her presence. I'm going to feel every Afrocentric, like,
I'm going to
land.
Channel all my 70s, like, my mom from the 70s, and then
girl,
the energy and put it into the world.
I might get a Jerry curl. You just never know.
I
actually,
told
I need
you,
to be,
I'm wearing two Afro puffs.
I need to be natural, so that can't work.
Two Afro puffs are going to be my hair that day.
I just need to let my soul glow. Like, the ancestors are going to speak through my body.
You should bring a pig.
With a black little fist on it.
Yes.
I thought you said a pig for a second.
No.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, slaughter the pig and sacrifice it. I was like, bitch, I'm not doing voodoo out the bitch.
I don't know
I'm
what American
to...
Horror Story Coven episode you're talking about, but I don't know.
Girl, that was episode one.
True. That was episode one. The no hair pick.
Oh yes, I'm gonna. Eddie, will you buy me a little pick for my beard?
Yeah.
I'll be fully beard gang again by then. Gang, gang, gang.
Ask him if he's gonna buy you the Blurgda shirt.
Eddie, I did buy the Blurgda mug. I almost bought the shirt, but I didn't. I was team broke bitch out here.
So he doesn't.
But
get the hair
Society
pick.
Six got
they sent me a discount code for using my first purchase. So I'm going to get 10% off instead of 20% and free shipping like I did on my last order, which is not helpful at all. So maybe I'll wait till a 4th of July sale. And yeah, then I'll buy my Blurgda shirt and it'll be lit. I'll be all Blurgda out as I drink some tea in the morning.
Spilling the tea. Spilling the tea, honey. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I was being sarcastic.
Check, please.
Eddie, are you doing anything fun this summer that's not traveling?
Living my life.
Pride. Pride's going to be lit.
When's Pride?
Look, I don't even know if I want to go.
Is this New York Pride?
Yeah.
Okay. When is it?
I'm so sad. Like, I really want to do New York Pride, but I also really want to do Canada Pride, like Toronto Pride, because like I want to go back to Toronto. Okay, so I'm also thinking about going again to Toronto at the end of the summer because I really just want to go to the clubs, and I'm sad that I'm going to Canada this weekend but not going to Toronto and like getting my life at the clubs because I had so much fun there the last time. So yeah, I might book another trip before the summer's over. Toronto's like a little
cheap
flight.
I really want to go to Toronto.
You've not been?
Nope, I've not been to Toronto.
I thought you went with Giovanni and them.
I couldn't go that week. I really wanted to go, but I couldn't go.
I've never been to Canada.
Same.
I lied.
Eddie, wow. I was just about to say, bitch, we drove to Canada junior year.
No, we didn't. We were like outside of Canada.
No, senior year.
So we were about to have a bonding moment, and Eddie took it away from me. It's okay.
Huh?
What? I said we were about to have a bonding moment because we both didn't go to Canada, but he took it away from me.
Yeah. He went to Niagara Falls. Edwin, you were there.
I did not go to Niagara Falls. We were just outside of Canada, so I didn't. I've never been in the country.
So were you in Canada?
You didn't go to Niagara Falls with us? No. I swear you went to Niagara Falls with us. No. That was Michael? It was Michael. It was definitely Michael, but I thought you were also there.
Nope.
Damn. Oh, well. So I'm trying to do that. I don't think I have anything else planned. Oh, Margs and Rita's too. The second coming.
Yay.
Is happening. Mariah, you better make your way downtown.
I'll see.
Walk fast.
We'll see.
Pass faces. Become homebound.
We'll see. Maybe.
Does Barry or Melissa drive?
Huh?
Does Barry or Melissa drive?
Barry drives. Melissa does not drive.
You should have Barry drive, y'all.
I'll see. Barry just... You know, you'll tell Barry, like, an event, and he'll take, like, 20 years to get that weekend off, so we'll see.
I was going to say, we need to convince Giovanni to come.
I will try to do that as well.
Like, girl, like, go visit your mother on, like, come Thursday night, visit your mother on Friday and stay and whatnot, go to Connecticut on Saturday, go home on Sunday. Voila.
She ain't going to do that. Oh, well, she also has Monday meetings, so... Mandatory
well,
meetings.
Exactly. So go to work. Go leave on Sunday, like I said, and go to work on Monday.
I mean, I'll try.
Well,
I want to. I don't know if I want to do it in the summer, but I feel like I kind of do. I want to do like another solo trip by myself because Atlanta was very nice. But I don't know. I kind of want
to
do like
thinking about going to
Philadelphia.
LA. Oh, Philly.
I don't.
Right, do Toronto.
I don't want to do Toronto. I feel like I would get like kidnapped in Toronto by myself.
Why?
I don't know.
Taken. The chocolate bunny edition.
Stop. I feel like I want to do Philly. I might do Philly this summer by myself.
Philly is a cool city. It's like ratchet in some parts, but I love the Philly Museum. It's like one of my favorite museums. There's a bunch of little cafes that are around there. There's a gay club. What is it? Oh, what is it called? I don't remember. But it was fun.
Maybe. We'll see.
There's also Condom Kingdom. There's a bunch of
what's
different
that?
Condoms.
What?
It's a store. There's like a bunch of different condoms. It's like a little boutique. It's nothing like to write home about, but it's kind of fun.
Oh, girl, it's just a store full of condoms. You
but
can find
different
like
flavors and different
catchy
textures.
Condoms online. Yeah, but girl, ain't nobody gonna use it. Like, don't put no like candy cane flavored like condom in me.
Don't tell me.
I don't
me
think
what
it's
to do.
Meant to be in you.
It's supposed to go somewhere inside.
I think it's
meant
to be like maybe oral, but I don't know about like.
Is that not still in me? Is that not still in me?
I mean,
don't
I define
put
in
you
me
a peppermint flavored dick in my mouth.
Okay.
That's what I want.
The chocolate dicky.
Can you stop? Watch it taste like an old Tootsie Roll, like a chocolate fondue. Oh, and I hate Tootsie Rolls. Now I'm imagining it tastes like that.
Or licorice. I hate licorice. Black licorice.
I'll go there. I'll put that on my itinerary. Yep.
Edwin, you can't be prejudiced against black licorice. It needs to be all licorice.
I don't give a fuck.
All licorice. Black licorice matters, Edwin.
No, it doesn't. Fuck black licorice. Only about that strawberry game.
That's racist. So, in keeping with summer and music and festivals and whatnot, song of the summer, like so far, what do you think? Or what's your summer jam?
My summer jam. Let's see here. Let me bring up my Spotify.
I'll talk about mine because you obviously have nothing to say at the moment.
No. Ian, that was so rude.
See? That's what you get, bitch.
The way he did it. I'll talk about mine. You like yelled it.
Well.
That was the funniest thing ever. True.
So, I have two. My first one was Stay. By Alessia Cara and Zer. That is my shit. All you gotta do is stay a minute.
Yeah, that's a very like summer song.
The night. Girl, that song is just so much fun. All you gotta do is suck. My Disney just suck. It right.
And you ruined it.
The night is lit, so suck. All you have to do is that's my shit. That's gonna be the remix all summer. Y'all don't even know. It's like my neck, my back, but like me.
How? I don't know what.
And then my other song is Drake and DJ Khaled, To the Max, because obviously, girl, I heard that song and I was like, I've never heard something so great, and I can't stop dancing. And I just want to shake. I want to twerk. I want to move my ass. I want to move my legs. And yeah, I talk gray, I don't keep it white and black. Only thing I love you, just don't hear all of you back. Like, I wish my favorite gay club was still open in New York, because it was like a black gay club, and they would definitely would have played that like 30 times this past weekend or last weekend when the song came out. And I could have experienced that around my people. Sadly, they're only regular white clubs, and they play not that. I heard some Britney Spears this weekend, which was interesting because she's not had a song out in the last 5 years.
She hasn't? It's been that long?
Worth playing at a gay club. And it wasn't a song of this decade or the last one that they played.
Again,
it was not a song of this decade or the last that they played.
Okay, but they're all worth playing, so.
So, yeah. So. I would just like to hear some good old ass shaking music at the club.
Is toxic not good enough for you?
Yes.
Just hit me, baby, one more time. Not good enough for you.
Right. No. No, it is not. Toxic, maybe. I'm a slave for you. That's coded.
If you see Amy isn't, how dare you?
Well, I mean, like, but does anybody really want to hear that song at the club?
I do. No problem.
Girl, go to a drag brunch. You'll be happy.
I've never been to one. I would like to go to one.
You should go. It'll be fun.
Eddie, do you want to go before me since Ian cut you off?
I know, because he's a bitch. Let's see. My new favorite song right now is New Rules by Dua Lipa. How do you say her name? I like it. It's pretty cool. I play it every morning.
How it go?
Huh?
How it go?
I'm not going to sing that.
How it go?
Google it, bitch. I also like Dusty Boy by Candace. That's kind of like one of my new songs. It's like, I don't know. It's cool. It's chill. I would play a little bit.
That song, Promises, No Promises, I think that's what it's called. No Promises, maybe? Makes me think of you.
No Promises?
I feel like I've heard you, and I know I haven't, at least not that I can remember. It's Demi Lovato. In something, I just see you dancing to this damn song, and every time I hear it, I'm like, this is Eddie's song, he don't even know it yet.
I don't, because so I don't listen to Demi Lovato promises.
Oh, that's my bitch. But, like, go listen to their damn song. You'd be like, oh, I love this song. And I'm like, see, bitch.
Or I might be
like, I already see the dance that you're doing. Like, or in my head, I see you doing, like, a specific dance to it. Because you do the same dance to, like, a bunch of songs when you feeling sexy. So I'm just like,
wow.
In my head, the song comes on and Eddie does his dance.
And I'm know, like, what dance you're talking about, too.
Wow.
Girl.
So I'm never going to dance again.
I don't even want to describe it to him because now he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
In front of
now
me.
He's not going to do it.
I'm going to just send you a Snapchat and be like, this is the dance, bitch. I've been waiting.
I'm never going out with either of you ever again.
Next time I see you, Eddie, I'm going to just play it and be like, Eddie, so what? Just let your body take over. Do a dance to this song real quick.
Sometimes I get drunk and sometimes I just, you know.
I've seen you do it sober.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm never dancing again. Fuck you, bitches. Oh, no. Tookies is done. I quit. I told you, bitches, I can't dance, so no one ever believes me.
Eddie got more ass than a donkey.
That doesn't mean anything. I can't do anything with it. I don't bottom. I can't dance, so it's useless.
It's funny that you say that, because...
Mariah's like, because Eddie is part donkey.
Wow.
I'm done.
Eddie got that donkey dick.
And scene. We're done.
You know...
Now I'm like, what dance do I do?
No, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it.
No, I need to know these things.
Exactly. You will never know. I was going to say, I'm never going to bring it up again, but the second I see it, I'm just going to be so elated.
Is it like when I'm drunk and like swinging my fake hair?
Nope, that's definitely not it. Mariah, what's your song?
So, okay, this isn't really like my favorite song, but like the song I see playing for the summer is like Despacito. Despacito.
Despacito.
I want to talk about this song. I want to talk about this song so much.
You say you don't? You do want to talk about it?
I do want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I have a, like, deep-seated hatred in this song. Like,
for Justin Bieber?
The whole thing. Like, oh, the it whole came song. On the radio the other day, and I was, like, driving. You know when you're, like, distracted, so, like, you have to turn the music down so you can, like, focus?
Yeah.
I turned it down, and I was still like, what the fuck is this? Like, shut the fuck up.
Like, that's racist.
I hate that song with, like... With every bone in my body.
Really? Why?
Like, that song is horrible. Like, I don't want to hear Justin Bieber. I don't want to hear any of it. The song is trash. And people was like, oh, it's on Billboard. It's the number one song in the country right now. I was like, the song can kick rocks.
I like the song. I think it would have been a nice song without Justin Bieber.
It is a nice song without Justin Bieber. It's a remix.
It is. Good. I did not know that.
I don't need either version.
His part is okay, but it's just like I could have handled like just Aventura being on there or whoever is on there.
Wow, so you don't even know who it is?
No, Daddy Yankee. No, like I mean like Daddy Yankee.
It's not Daddy Yankee either.
No.
It is Daddy Yankee.
But I'm saying it's Aventura Daddy and Daddy Yankee, I would have accepted that because like Aventura sings. And he sounds good singing.
You're right, you're right.
Don't come at me. I know my Spanish singer, some of them.
Okay. Despacito is Luis Fonsi.
Yeah, Luis
Fonsi. Well, I just know Daddy Yankee. I don't know
but Daddy right. Yankee is on a remix with Justin Bieber.
He is.
See, that's what I was saying.
He is not. Like, look, see, you. But I was the one who was racist. You said I was racist because I didn't like the song. Mariah racist.
I didn't say that.
Everybody's Aventura.
Y'all both racist.
No, I did not say everybody's Aventura. I said if Aventura was singing the part that Justin Bieber is singing.
Mm-hmm, girl.
Okay, look, don't come at
me. We're gonna talk about Spanish songs, though. You gotta listen to "Sola" by what's her name, Becky G. Even though that came out last summer, but that's still my shit.
I haven't heard that song.
Love it.
I do like Becky G though.
But yeah,
so I'm gonna let her rock.
That song I think is gonna be really popular this summer.
Yes.
Okay, girl.
Gasolina. Yes.
Wow. Gasolina. Daddy, gasolina.
Can we come into this decade, please, with our references?
Wow, Eddie. Music? Wow, Eddie. Don't be ageist.
I'm ageist. I hate you.
Another song is Swalla by Justin Derulo. Justin Derulo. Jason Derulo. Even though I really do not Jason Derulo, I don't. I do not like
Jason.
Him.
It's Jason.
I said Jason. Whatever his
Eddie
name is.
Eddie said Justin Derulo.
Justin Derulo, whatever.
I hate Justin Derulo, Justin Bieber, Jason Derulo, Ian Jackson, all of them.
All y'all. Just all y'all.
Desparulo.
I'm pretty sure that was racist.
No, I just combined two songs.
No. No.
Mariah's not buying it.
Stop. Okay, with that song. But a song I like from my summer, because my summer is always different, I really like Love Galore by SZA.
SZA.
That's my favorite song. And I know I'm going to bump that like literally every day for the rest of my life.
Even summer. Though I don't particularly like that one song.
I love that
song. Have you heard Broken Clocks? That's my shit.
Yes. I listened to her album today and I really love it.
Girl, but The Weeknd is the best song on that album.
How's that go? I forgot.
That's the one where she's with like
Kendrick Lamar?
No. That's Doves in the Wind.
Right.
That's
Doves in the Wind.
Yeah, Doves in the Wind is where they just sang Pussy 30 times.
Yes, I think that's why I love that song.
Because what good they say reason? I don't know.
A million times.
She's just like, Pussy. And she's just like, just like light and airy. But no, The Weeknd is when she's like, that's your man Monday through Friday, but like,
yes,
he's mine on the weekend. That is my song.
It's so messy.
A song for the side chicks. And like, I just love it. I feel connected to it. It's a beautiful song. I
mean, always the side chick, never the main.
One could
bitch.
Say my anthem. And you know what, girl? I'm living in my truth, and
it's
you know
a nice
what?
Song, SZA, but I don't know about it being an anthem. It shouldn't
SZA
be an anthem.
SZA made a whole album for the side chick, and you know what? She says it's okay, and you know what? I know that too. So
I feel like
catch
Love
hands
Galore
by the main bitch. That's all I'm gonna say.
Half of them know about me.
I feel like Love Galore literally describes my love life. It just is like everything about it describes my love life. Everything about it.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Go watch the video, girl.
I don't want it to ruin my love for the song.
Go watch.
Because I've seen too many music videos that have ruined the love, my love of a song.
Go watch.
Okay,
the video.
Watch. I hate it. I'm going to punch you.
I don't even want to ruin it for you. Damn.
Just tell me.
I know you like The Property. Nope. I'm not even going to say anything. Just go watch it.
No. Just tell me. Just say whatever you.
No.
Want
I don't. No. Because I don't want to ruin it. Because when I saw it, like I was like. And I was like, but yeah, it didn't make me like the song anymore. That and Drew Barrymore, those are amazing songs on that album.
Oh, I love Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
That sounds
Am
really
I
good.
Warm enough for you? Yes moments. I have two. My yes moment. The first one is the Black Panther.
That's mine.
Trailer. Okay, well, I'll let you use that one since I have two.
No, it's okay. I have another one.
Go. Go.
Shut up. No, you started talking about Black Panther.
Okay, you're right. It was. Dude. It looks so amazing. Chadwick Boseman looks absolutely so fucking fine in the movie. There's this one scene where he's wearing the suit and he has like a scarf tucked in like and over one shoulder and then tucked back in on the other side. I was like doing that next year just because now I feel like it's a very African thing to do. Not mm-hmm. that it's like, it really is just like a style thing, but like I've never seen anyone else do it. And then I saw on Tumblr that someone was like, oh, give such and such, like, I guess he's a stylist, the job for Black Panther. He'd kill it. And then it was a picture of him with his scarf just like that. And I was like, oh, shit. And he was like, yep, got the job. Not Instagram. Thanks, Twitter, whatever. So, yeah, that's that. What's my mother's name?
Umi?
What is my mother's name? No, girl, not her. Not my actual mother. Angela Bassett.
Wow. Okay. How are you not going to get my
Angela
name?
Bassett. Well, girl, shut up. Angela Bassett looks gorgeous.
She does.
With those white dreads.
Stunning.
Stunning. Bitch. Michael B. Jordan.
Girl.
With that fucking hair.
Oh.
What? Bitch.
Oh my god. And it was like swept to the side.
Sopping. Bitch. Dripping. Precipitation 100. Oh. I was what? When I saw him. He looked so good. My lord.
That is
okay. Y'all can talk about what y'all need to talk about.
Disgusting.
Also, shout out to the bitch in the yellow dress and the scene where it's just like a bunch of African people standing on rocks and they're all like dancing as he's like coming up to them. There's just like this one woman on his right side just dancing in this giant yellow dress, and she looks like the most lit person on the screen. So look out for her if you rewatch the trailer.
I'm gonna have to go look for her.
Mariah? Oh, Eddie? Sorry.
Mariah, Eddie,
whoever's ready.
No,
Eddie. No, wait. I was gonna say, since I stole yours, I thought you was gonna talk about it.
What? Me?
Eddie?
No, I had to talk about it. You just went through it.
Oh, I can go. Well,
you can continue talking, bitch.
Shut up.
Okay. So, my yes moment.
I washed my ass today.
Did you? I don't think so. My yes moment goes out to Tupac because his biopic movie comes out on Friday, which is his birthday. And I'm gonna go see it. Barry's trying to force me to go, and I'm just like, but it's my birthday weekend. It's not about me. It's not about Tupac. It's about me. But I'm gonna go because I like Tupac a little bit, and he's a Gemini, so I gotta support him.
Aggie.
After death, you know. But yeah, that movie comes out this Friday. I'm excited to see it.
Edwin.
That's it.
I would say, this is going to be really sappy, but mine is going to go out to my gaggle because I've just been having a lot of fun with them, minus Ian in the city.
Oh my God.
It's been so fun.
I'm in the gaggle.
The gaggle of gays. You and I in the gaggle of gays. Right?
You're a liar.
That's how this works.
You're a
hater. I created the gaggle.
I am the gaggle.
It's okay.
I created the gaggle.
Just like how Uber pushed out their CEO today, we're pushing out Ian, so you can join the gaggle now.
Girl. Yay. Bitch, I am the motherfucker. I was about to say Bill Gates. What's the other one from Apple? What's his name? The dead one.
Oh, wow.
Him. Y'all could push me out, but bitch, I am right back in there with all the ideas, bitch.
But
you cannot get rid
Steve
of me.
Steve Jobs stole ideas.
Steve Jobs. That's
Steve
it.
Jobs, he literally stole ideas. Like everybody. He took them.
Way. Either way, bitch.
It's
okay.
Like Beyonce, he steals ideas.
It's called using them and perfecting them. Thank you. I find creative influence in things.
I just saw this video earlier today about Beyonce being like, we can't go to people's shows anymore. And you're like, why not? Because they know we're going to steal everything. And it's actually her talking. She was like, I just like looking and just trying different stuff. And people won't let me come to their shows anymore. I was like, oh.
I was going
to
say, it reminded me of the black girls in Bring It On. And it was like,
oh, yeah.
Try to steal our blah blah blah, but you look like shit.
Try to steal our bit, but you look like shit.
Exactly. But Beyonce, but this like tried to steal our bit, and you made our own look like shit. So like, you're not invited, bitch. Don't come to our shit no more.
Who was it? She did a cover of "Sex Is on Fire," I think.
"Sex on Fire."
Yeah, and
Kings of Leon.
Yes, and even the lead singer of Kings of Leon was like, she made me want to touch myself to my own song, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
I remember that.
I was like, wow.
Oh, don't be explicit about the queen. That's disgusting.
She's pregnant. Shut up. She talks about sex all the time.
There are rumors going around that she might be having her babies.
Or she already had them already because she was pretty much due. And yeah. There's twins in
the ground. I hope they're Gemini twins. I really do. So I can just absorb their power.
Can you imagine if she named the babies Jem and Nye?
Oh.
Girl,
die.
I'd be like so pissed.
The fake coma that I'm in right now, I'd wake up from. Like, it would come full circle.
I'm just going to whisper in your ear, Mariah, the twins are here. Their names are Jem and Nye. You'd be like,
so, like when Ariel gives her voice to like Ursula, that's me. And I told y'all before, like there's going to be like a cackle of Geminis around the world, and we're gonna cackle together because we literally have like the greatest spawn, or like the greatest seed ever.
No, you heard that. Spawn was right.
Spawn seed.
Demon asses.
Oh.
Sorry, Eddie. We got distracted. You were saying how much you love our gaggle of gays.
My gaggle of gays. Yeah.
Oh, girl, shout out. The gaggle of gays that I created.
My gaggle of gays.
No, my gaggle of gays.
I'm going to create a podcast for us. I know you talked about creating a YouTube series, but I talked about having to wanting to reboot One Girl Five Gays a long time ago. So
you can't.
So am I the girl? If I'm not the girl, I'm not the girl. Everything I do, Ian tries to steal.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I want to move to New York. I'm working in New York too. I want to move to New York too.
Bitch, I was moving. I worked in New York
first.
Welcome to New York. Girl, you went to Pennsylvania and said you was going to move to LA. Move your black ass to LA, bitch.
Okay, I will. Fuck you.
Wait, I want to go to LA.
No, bitch.
No, you lost your chance. Your one source of housing, you lost it.
I was going to say we should plan a trip. Instead of going to Fire Island, let's just go to LA because it'll be easier because Fire Island's just like.
Girl, who got the money for LA?
It's not even. Shut up. You always okay, girl. Toronto. You go international shit. Shut the fuck up.
You mind your black ass business. It has nothing to do with me, you, or my pockets. Oh, and then my second yes moment.
Sure.
Because I let y'all basic bitches go. All right. Is all the videos that I've seen from this app called Diddy. They are the funniest fucking thing ever.
That app is trash and you're trash for sitting in
the they make all these like thrissy related memes. So they just change like whatever to they change basically the word pussy to something else. How we got the word thrissy for throat pussy. How we got bussy for butt pussy or boy pussy, however you want to see that in the gay community. There was this. The first one I saw was like a picture of Mr. Krabs. And he has on like these little poom poom shorts. And they like hiked halfway up his ass. And it's like, it's a person singing over an actual song. But it, like you can type in what you want to say and it'll sing it. So this one was like, Mr. Krabs is one thick bitch. Give me that crussy.
I hate you.
And then I saw one about Plankton from, SpongeBob. Give me that pussy. And I almost died.
You sent it to me. I
sent every single one to Mariah. I made one about Mariah.
I was like, okay, did you make this? Because that's weird.
I made it.
I hate you.
We have to post all these. Did you watch the Donkey Kong one that I sent
you?
Nope.
I told you I was Mariah, please.
Okay. It was like, Donkey Kong is one thick bitch. Give me that donklessy.
I knew there's a reason I wasn't going to watch it. My soul told me not to watch it, and I did it.
You have to watch it. I'm gonna put these in the episode.
Mariah, I hate you.
Just tweet them out.
I really do.
But Mariah, the people need to know that you is one thick bitch.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
That's Tokies. Thanks for listening to Tokies. I'm Ian. Mm-hmm. Follow me online. It's in the show notes.
Oh my god. Same for me, ditto.
Ditto three times. Because even though I only give my Instagram, Ian puts out all the other social media profiles I have up, even though I don't want y'all to follow me on those.
Blood type, social security number.
Basically. Wow. You know,
when
so,
you lost
your
first tooth.
I actually have that in my top drawer. Not mine, Mariah's. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Give Mariah your dunklessy. Night.
Please do.
She down.
I hate you.